We're on the road. Where transportation goes, community grows. Welcome to On the Road with the MTA.
And welcome to another edition of On the Road with the MTA. I'm Jay Gibbons, alongside with Stephanie Kay from the MTA. You're on your phone. What are you doing over there?
Well, our next interview, I want to make sure they know they can come down here, because I want them to get in our studio to be here live and in person. But I'm really so glad that we have somebody on with us right now. I love, love, love this story, Jay, and I just can't wait for you to hear it and have others listen as well.
Oh, I love stories.
First of all, do you like donuts?
I love donuts.
Do you like big, big, delicious donuts?
Yes, I like those big cake donuts with frosting on top.
Yeah. And do you like if they, when you buy a donut, it goes for a great cause?
Oh, absolutely.
And do you
like
the
fact? That's even better. They taste better. For whatever reason, they taste better.
Don't they? And don't you want a donut that's actually reasonable in price?
Yes.
Well, I've got all that for you.
What?
I do. It's with Blue Line Donuts. And I'm so happy to be able to introduce two people with you today. We have Cindy Johns. She is the Director of Advancement and Community Engagement. And we have Kai West, who works with her over there at the Carriagetown Bakery. And this Blue Line Donuts is amazing. And the story is so wonderful. I'm going to have her tell a story.
Okay,
so,
good.
First of all, thank you for joining us, both Cindy and Kai. Yeah,
thanks for having us.
You bet. Now, how long has Blue Line Donuts been in effect?
We started in 2017 figuring out how to make donuts and how to sell them.
Now, from what I understand, maybe I'm wrong, but I thought that I'd heard that there was a gentleman that had to use the Carriagetown Ministries services, and he himself had owned a donut store, or he knew how to make donuts, and so he shared his talents with people there to help teach them how to make donuts. Is that how that happened?
That is. So in 2017, we were trying to figure out how to bridge the gap for those who are homeless to into an employment status. It's difficult for them to get a job. And so we thought, how could we best assist? So we created a transitional employment program. But the question was, what are we going to do? What are we going to sell or make? We have a commercial kitchen, and obviously it's not used in the middle of the night, just during the day. And so we thought, hey, we will try donuts. We originally started baking donuts. So baked donuts just aren't very good. And a resident said, I can make donuts better than that. And so he came and did. And we started frying donuts. And they were much better. And then that was the start of what we called Blue Line Donuts at the time.
And is it Blue Line because of the police officers? Is that how the Blue Line got the name?
We wanted to create a safe space for the homeless and the first responders. There's a lot of distrust on both sides. And so we were trying to create a good, safe space there. So yes, there was that. Then additionally, we are actually on the Blue Crim line. So it was a good way to meld, you know, an iconic thing in Flint. And because we definitely want to be part of the Flint culture.
Sure. It worked out perfectly. Now, when the gentleman said, I can make donuts, but I know how to deep fry them, I can show you how to do it. Hadn't he had experience doing that? Hadn't he owned his own bakery or some kind of a service that knew how to do that?
Yes, he had made donuts for a number of years and had at one time owned a bakery. That is true.
That's what I'm saying. Here's somebody who owned a bakery. He shared his talents with others, but he himself had to use the Carriagetown Ministries. And so that's why it's so nice to know that you guys are there to help people in need, because you never know when you might be one accident away from needing help.
Yep.
And then he was able to help others along the way. I just love that story so much.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
So is he out of the Carriagetown Ministries? Has he moved on since then?
Yes, but we did hire him, and he is our chief pastry maker or whatever. He's our chief donut baker, and he does teach others how to make them.
I absolutely love that. I know we bought some donuts from you when we were having a big open house. We had the Bernstein Field House when we were doing the opening down there. And the donuts were so well received. They are generous, they're delicious, and they're beautiful. Do you have somebody who decorates them as well?
We also get transitional employees to help frost our donuts. So that's part of the training on it. So that this transitional employment has expanded to include a couple people working in the kitchen, learning how to make donuts, plus a couple people working in the bakery selling donuts. So to bring the story up to date, we did start with Blue Line Donuts, but we purchased a building across the street from the Carriagetown Ministries building. And we turned it into a bakery. The bakery you know, sells Blue Line Donuts, and it sells coffees and, you know, a lot of other drinks, bagels, that type of a thing. And as we moved across the street and it became its own brick and mortar, then sales increased and it's much more visible in the community.
Well, I was there. It's beautiful. It's new. It's clean. And when I was there, it was busy. People were in and out getting their donuts. And I was so grateful to be able to I was able to meet somebody you have working there. His name is Kai West. And Kai, you were so kind. You said, let me carry those out to the car for you. Let me do this for you. And you were just so helpful and kind. And Kai, tell us your story, because I know your story is a very moving one as well.
Well, I found myself having some family problems some months ago, and I ended up homeless. Oh. So I asked for work when I got here, and they sent me over to the bakery, and I've been working there ever since.
Well, you're an asset. I have to tell you, you were kind. You were funny. Just he's tall, dark, and handsome. And yep. He was able to carry the donuts out, and he was able to do, you know, work so well. And you were multitasking because you were helping other people as well. And on a side note, you said you're actually related to Kanye West down the road somewhere, right?
Well, I've never met him, and that's through someone else in my family saying so. But he's from Chicago, and we do have family that way.
Well, that's interesting. Man. Well, you might want to reach out to him and say, hey, dude, you got to come try some of these donuts. Who knows? He might show up and try some.
You never know.
Well, so now let me ask you.
I'll try.
Yeah, that's worth a try for sure. Well, we're so glad that you found a great spot there. And I'm going to ask both of you guys, how can somebody order the donuts? Is it walk in and just get what you want? Do you have to pre-order them? And can you order them? I know we had a big party, so we ordered dozens at a time. So how all can they get to your donuts?
So we're going to let Kai answer that, because I do want to let you know that Kai was just hired as the assistant bakery manager.
All right. Yay. Kai. I like that. Way to go, Kai.
And you know, my little nephew's name is Kai. I just love that. So yeah, congratulations. Well deserved. So tell us, Kai, if we want to get your donuts, how can we get them from you?
KerrishownBakery.org.
Oh, there we go.
.org. And then from there, you can do special orders or just pre-order.
And how much in advance should we pre-order? If we wanted a party, say, you know, on Thursday, can we do it Wednesday, or should we do it a couple days out?
You can do it on Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
And the day before? We'll manage.
Okay. I didn't know how much more time you might need to have that prepared. If it was a whole day or a couple hours or what your time frame was. I'm sure it's a day ahead of time because you make them fresh.
Yeah, about a day. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, no, that's okay. Stephanie and I were just thinking, like, if we pre-order now, could we have delivery like by 4 o'clock? That'd be fantastic. You know, take some donuts on it.
Well, you guys don't do delivery, do you?
No.
I didn't think so.
Well, that's okay. I'll pick them up.
Okay. It's well worth it, Jay. Yes. And it's easy to find, too. Tell us where you're located.
We're located 604 Garland Street, but the entrance to the parking lot is on University. And you can come, you can order on the phone or come in and make an order for another date. We take orders Tuesday through Sundays. We have something. The bakery is currently not open on Saturdays yet, but on May 4th for Star Wars Day, we will be opening, and then we will open every Saturday after that as well.
They're going to keep you busy there,
cool.
Kai.
Yep. Star Wars donuts. May the 4th be with you.
Yes.
I like that. Uh-huh. Are they going to be themed like with, you know, like a Star Wars themed donuts?
R2-D2.
They're going to make one, and the kitchen hasn't revealed what it's going to look like yet.
Exciting.
Special.
So what is the phone number, Cindy, if they do want to call and order those?
All right. It's 810-835-4950.
And they can call anytime, Tuesday through Sunday, you said, but you close on Saturdays right now.
Well, they can call Tuesday through Friday, 7 to 2:30. That is our current hours. If they want to reach out to us at other times, they should use KerrishownBakery.org, go through the website, or you can email us at KerrishownBakery@KerrishownBakery.org.
Great.
So all of those will work. And so special orders, but you can pick up orders. Like, you can order donuts that you can pick up on Saturday, even though the bakery is not open for the next couple of weeks.
And the profits, they go back to the Kerrishown Ministries, or how does that work?
All the profits go back into the Transitional Employment Program.
Perfect.
So as we are able to sell more donuts, we are able to add another position. So that is what we did recently, is we added another position into the donut making process.
What's a great business.
So it is completely designed to be a transitional employment business. It's called a social enterprise. Someday, if we become profitable enough and we don't need to hire any more people, then yes, the it would go back into Carriage Town Ministries.
Well, I think it's a great organization, a great project. And Kai, congratulations on your advancement there. And you shared your favorite donut with us. Tell us what that was.
Nice. That's the buttermilk glazed.
Now, is that
buttermilk?
Is that a specialty? Can you get it every day?
Oh, you can get that one every day. Mm. And I usually do.
Buttermilk glaze. And so how much are your donuts?
Well, you can get cake donuts for $1.75. Okay. And raised donuts are $2.
Okay.
And the German chocolate's $2.50.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Chocolate.
Is it just me or now you craving some donuts?
Yeah, no, now I got to get donuts now.
I know. So now give us your hours again because somebody might want to be listening to this and come right down and get those donuts. So what are the hours again, Kai?
We're open Tuesday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2:30 p.m.
And then starting May 4th, we will be open on Saturdays from 7 a.m. to 2:30 as well.
That's what you said. That's awesome. Well, you guys, thank you so very much. I really love this. Now, I have one more question for you because you said it's the blue line where the crim goes through. Does the crim go right past your donuts?
It does. And in fact, this year we intend to hand out donuts at the crim race.
Well, no. Donut pieces, right? Little holes.
Yes, yeah, donut holes.
Yeah. That is a reason that we should probably join the crim this year.
Yeah, now I think, okay, now I got to join the crim this year.
Yeah. Oh, they're going to love that. It's going to be the highlight. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Well, you guys, thank you so very much. Is there anything else that you'd like us to cover before we say goodbye to you and let you get back to the donut making?
Yeah. So June 7th is National Donut Day. Oh. So stop in on June 7th for donuts.
Can do that. What day of the week is that? Do you know?
It's a Friday.
Oh, perfect. Yes.
But wait, isn't every day National Donut Day? Come on.
And every day's a Friday when you get a donut.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. Every day's a donut day.
Yes, I love that. Well, you guys, thank you so much, Cindy and Kai. Thank you both for taking your time away from the important donut making to talk with us. And if there's anything else we can do for you, please don't hesitate to call us, okay?
Yep. All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing our story. We really appreciate it.
Okay. Oh, thank you, Kai. Yeah, yep. Kai, I look forward to meeting Kanye one. When you do, let us know. Okay.
Oh, me too.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to On the Road with the MTA and Jay and Stephanie K. We do it every week. And if you'd like to be on the program, Jay, how do they do that?
Just drop us an email at podcast@mtaflint.org.
And we'll be here. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to On the Road with the MTA. For more information on our services and community outreach, visit us online anytime at www.mtaflint.org. And be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. The MTA, your community, your connection, your way.